Are you going through a trial right now? Is that pressure causing anxiety, worry, depression, maybe a sense of gloom? I want to share a few verses that brought an overwhelming sense of comfort and joy to me this morning. And these verses are related to the eternal nature of God. God's eternality, that he existed before everything and will exist long after everything is gone, should comfort us in trials. In Isaiah 46, God says, "I am God." And then he tells you why he is God, because he declares the end from the beginning. He is the eternal one. He knows all things. In Deuteronomy 33, it says, "The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And it's my goal with this video today that you'll be able to see and be comforted by what I saw and was comforted with in Scripture. I didn't learn anything new today. I was just reminded of some things about God's nature that I had forgotten. And when I was reminded, it brought an overwhelming sense of just comfort and security and joy. Just to give you a little background, I was out in the woods walking and going for a little bit of a run. And I would say right now I'm going through a small trial in life. Small trial. I'm a little bit stretched thin between multiple jobs and with a baby at home and just different things like that. I'm regularly going through the ups and downs of life. It's nothing crazy. But as I was out in the woods, a thought and a few verses came across my mind. And I can't even tell you just how overwhelmingly comforted and protected and loved I felt. And so I just want to give you these verses and give you this concept, and it's my prayer that God the Holy Spirit will apply it to your heart and give you a sense of comfort and joy. And so I want to talk about a few verses that describe our present state right now. We live in the world. We believe in Jesus Christ. This video is for believers who are saved, who have trusted their salvation not to their own good works, but to the finished work of Jesus on the cross. And yet, we still struggle with sin. We still struggle with trials. We still go through depression and anxiety and ambiguity. And so right now, we're in a state that the Bible describes as groaning and suffering the pains of childbirth. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. In 1 Peter 1, verse 8, it says, we have not seen Jesus. We love Jesus, but we haven't seen him. And even though we haven't seen him, we believe in him. And Jesus himself said, in him we can have peace, but in the world you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have pressure. Thlipsis. You're going to come under attack, whether it's from your own sin, the world, the devil. And as much as God renovates and renews our soul and our mind and even our bodies, in a sense, when we believe in Jesus Christ and we're washed from our sins and we're given a new heart and given new desires, we still groan and we struggle with trials and temptations and depression and anxiety. And it's most often because of our sin, because of our lack of trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, or not reminding ourselves or not thinking about God properly. So you have on the left the present state that we're in right now. We have tribulation. All of creation groans. It suffers the pains of childbirth, waiting for Jesus to come back. We see Jesus by faith, but we don't see him physically, and we go through trials and tribulations. That's a real moment in time. But beloved, this is what comforted me so much this morning. God exists outside of time. God is eternal. God does not exist in time, yet time exists in God. God created time. Me and you, we experience things in time, linearly, right? Breakfast, then lunch, then dinner. God does not experience things in time. And so wrap your mind around this, and I'm convinced it will give you a great sense of joy. Beloved, if you have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, his sacrificial death on the cross, if you have been saved by God, this moment that is real to you is also real to God. He sees your trials. He sees your frustrations. He sees the sin you struggle with. But there's another moment. There are several moments in time that are just as real to God as the moment you live in. Look at this one, Revelation chapter 22, verse 4. The eternal joy and what all the saints hope for is that one day they will see God. And it says here, Revelation 22, verse 4, they, the saints, will see his face. God sees the moment where you, specifically you, in real time, will look upon the face of God the Father himself. That's incredible. God sees that, and God, in a sense, can experience that moment in time just as much as he can experience when you eat lunch or dinner or are frustrated today. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "For those who fear God, who walk with God, the Son of Righteousness will rise one day with healing in his wings, and you, beloved, will go forth and skip about with joy like calves from the stall." Do you see, in the eternal plan of God, he doesn't experience things linearly. In a real sense, God is joying right now and is experiencing profound joy in the moment. He will embrace you in the arms of Jesus Christ physically. God sees the day that you will die and be with him just as clearly as today. God sees the day you will be resurrected from the dead and enjoy your new body and enjoy the kingdom of God, the heavenly Jerusalem with streets of gold. God sees the exact moment you will see God's face and physically be embraced in the loving arms of Jesus Christ, who loves you and died for you. Do you see how profound that is, beloved? God sees on the left the trials and temptations and the life we're struggling with right now, and on the right he sees the world to come. And with God, one day is as a thousand years, beloved. It's the snap of a finger before you will be in the arms of Christ. And therefore, since God sees the end from the beginning and has authored this great plan of salvation from eternity past to eternity future, every single trial is not a matter of chance. It's not just happening randomly. It's a momentary light affliction compared to the eternal weight of glory and joy that is awaiting you. God has left nothing to chance. Maybe you're dealing with financial insecurity or career ambiguity. You don't know what God wants you to do with your life and how to provide for your family. Maybe you're dealing with sickness or family issues. There's strife and frustration. Maybe, God forbid, you lost a loved one. Maybe you're dealing with spiritual depression. Maybe you lack assurance. You love Jesus, but you worry he doesn't love you, or you don't quite understand his word or his teaching. There are some profound teachings from God in Scripture, and they're confusing you, and you're frustrated, and you feel like you're not growing. Maybe there's just a general sense of ambiguity. You don't know God's purpose for your life, and you wonder if you're going to wander off like a sheep and waste your life. I know I struggle with that every day. Beloved, God sees the end from the beginning, and these trials are a part of a plan that originated from an all-wise, all-loving, and eternal God who became a man and died for you. And he has laid out a perfect and sovereign plan for your life. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. All things work together for good, for those who are called according to the purpose of God. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees the moment you are going to be lit up with joy as you look at God and the new creation. And all these trials, beloved, they're stepping stones that we all desperately need. We desperately need these trials in life so that we don't grow to love the world, beloved. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. They had fullness of food and abundance of idleness. That's what happens. It's not that we can't enjoy good things, and there's many good things God gives us in this world, but we need these trials because if not, we will all naturally forget that we are utterly dependent on God all day, and God is our chief joy in this life. So what now? what do we do with this information? How do we apply it? How do we benefit from it? And I really believe this is it. Radical abandonment to the sovereign plan of God every single day, every morning, every time you're worried, every evening. Radical abandonment. It doesn't mean you quit your job and go live on a mountain and pray all day, unless that's God's plan for you. Far be it from me to get in his way. But in a practical sense, it's every day, whenever you're worried, recognize how small you are and how big God is, and radically just abandon your life to God, abandon your plans to God, abandon all your hopes to God's plan, and trust that he will lead you as the good shepherd does. And don't just pray, oh Lord, if it's your will, you can take X or Y or Z away. Or, oh Lord, if it's your will, you can bring me through a trial. If it's your will, I'll deal with this temptation or that one. But rather say, Lord, I trust you. And I'm asking you for whatever trials are necessary, not only to bring me to heaven, but so that I can shine the largest amount of your glory as possible on earth. As Jesus said, unless a seed is crushed, it bears no fruit. And so abandon yourself to God and say, Lord, if it's your will, crush me. And if it's not your will, crush me anyway. Let me bear much fruit for your glory, God. Remove my plans for my life and give me your plans. And so we see on the left that right now we suffer temptations, we suffer trials and depression and anxiety. And on the right, we see that God sees the eternal plan where one day we behold his face. And beloved, what I'm hoping this video leads to is this. Listen to 1 Peter 1 verse 8 again. It says, though you have not seen him, though you have not seen Jesus, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him. And while we don't see Jesus, there are trials, there are tribulations, there's sadness, there's anxiety, it's real. But even in this moment of not truly physically seeing Jesus, we rejoice with joy inexpressible, and full of glory. The glory of God in sending his son to die for our sins. The glory of God in shepherding every minute detail of our life. The glory of God in loving us and freeing us from our sins by the blood of his own son. The glory of God in shepherding us through this life. I pray that this comforts you, that God sees the end from the beginning. He knows exactly the trials that you need. And although they are crushing at times, you can trust the God who died for you. You can trust Jesus Christ. And no matter what you're going through, you can believe in him. And even without seeing him, rejoice with an inexpressible joy that words cannot explain, and full of the glory of God, which is revealed by the face of Jesus the Messiah.